Today we have word that the White House has settled on a choice for the National Intelligence Director. Establishing that position was one of the signature recommendations of the 9/11 Commission, and it was a key part of the intelligence reform bill that President Bush signed into law 2 months ago. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is covering this story. Good morning, Don.
Hi, Steve.
So we have no formal announcement yet, but is there any word on who the president has chosen?
Well, some names are floating around. The latest one that we're seeing this morning, again, not confirmed, is John Negroponte, a longtime Bush administration foreign policy hand, veteran of the United Nations. So his name certainly prominent. But we're also hearing names like Porter Goss, the new CIA director, who we just heard in Pam Fessler's piece testifying before that committee up on the Hill. Other names that have been tossed out there, some of them big marquee names, retired Army General Tommy Franks. Frances Townsend is perhaps not quite as well known to the average person, but she is the Homeland Security advisor within the White House. So these are the kind of names that have been out there. And again, what we're hearing this morning is that Negroponte's name is in that list. We will know at 10 o'clock Eastern time when the president makes the announcement.
And just to dwell on Negroponte very briefly for a moment, he's got a very big job right now. Is the U.S. ambassador to Iraq.
Exactly. And that is clearly one of those jobs that puts him in a very high-profile position. He has dealt with these issues. He is somebody the president knows well and likes.
Now, just yesterday, Democrats were criticizing the White House because this bill had been signed 2 months ago. It had been known the bill was likely to become law for a while before that. Why did it take, if we can put it this way, so long to find a national intelligence director?
The White House has been very defensive about that. And as we just heard from Senator Rockefeller, they have faced considerable criticism. Scott McClellan, the press secretary, said even in advance of today's announcement that the president has wanted to make sure he gets it right. It is such an important, such a critical position within the government that they did not want to rush into something. And recall the trouble they got into with the nomination of Bernard Kerik to be the new Homeland Security Secretary and how his name was abruptly withdrawn. They didn't want any kind of mistakes as it relates to this very important post.
What makes this job so difficult?
They oversee 15 intelligence agencies spread across the U.S. government, and these agencies have not always communicated well with one another. There are a lot of barriers, and that will be really the first main job, is to figure out a way to coordinate all of the intelligence information that comes into the country and use it to try to assess the certainly continuing al-Qaeda threat and other threats that the country faces.
And decide who gets the money as well.
Exactly. This person does have budgetary authority, and that was one of the sticking points as they debated the creation of this position. It's taken 2 months to fill a position that has such huge responsibility.
Don, thanks very much.
All right, my pleasure.
And we'll continue listening for your reporting as we wait for the announcement expected a little bit later on today. That's NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.